The first time that I saw you. When I walked in that room and you were sitting there waiting. If somebody could have wrapped up all the things that I like into one guy, it would have been you. You were gorgeous, and I don't say that lightly. And I thought immediately that you were so far out of my league. But, well, I thought I'll go and I'll be charming and witty and, you know, I've got pretty good boobs, so maybe that'll make up for it. And as I sat down and we started talking, God, I watched you. You had incredible hair. The kind of hair that girls are jealous of, and I kept thinking how much I wanted to run my hands through that. You had on this very tight button-down shirt, and I could see just a little bit of chest hair poking through. I really, really wanted to undo a couple of buttons. We talked, and it was awful because you were charming and sweet and funny, and I am not one to fall in love at first sight, but you did have me a little smitten, and I was definitely in lust by the end of that. And I went home and I thought of all the things I would have liked to have done to you, because I wanted to do a lot of things. I wanted to undo that fucking top and see. I wanted to see if you were as nice without it as you looked in it. I wanted to run my hands through your hair and down over your shoulders. I wanted to taste your mouth. You had such a nice mouth. You know, you don't appreciate that. You don't think of it when you're thinking of things that are attractive on a guy, but fuck. I wanted to see what the rest of you looked like. I wanted to take a great big handful of that nice little butt. I wanted to reach around and undo your pants and see if the rest of you... Fuck, I wanted to see if your cock was as nice as I thought it might be. It would have been so good. And I thought about it and I went home and I did enjoy myself thinking about all the things that I would like to do to you. And then I waited. I wasn't sure. I thought, fuck, I thought we had a good time, and maybe. But you never texted. And you never called. And it was weeks. And I stopped looking for it. But I still think about it sometimes. You were the one that got away. And fuck, I really, really didn't want you to get away. There's not a lot of people that I would be so enthusiastic to get undressed with, but you were one of them. I would have loved to have seen how you reacted when I touched you. I wanted to know what your skin felt like. I wanted to know how you reacted to my hands and my lips and my tongue. I wanted to rub myself all over you, and I wanted to pull you down on top of me, and I wanted you to fuck me. I wanted to feel you, and I wanted to know if you'd feel as good as I thought you might. I wanted your lips on mine, and I wanted your hands on my body. I wanted your mouth to trace down my neck. I wanted to feel you. I wanted to feel you grasping at my breasts and sucking at my nipples. I wanted to feel you hard, rocking up against me, wanting me. I wanted you to want me. I wondered if you'd like to be in control, if you'd like to push me down and take. I wondered if you'd rather pull me on top of you, let me ride you. Fuck, let me stay in control. I wondered if there were places on your body that I could touch that would just make you squirm. I wanted to know how you'd sound. How you'd react when I did something you liked. How'd you react when I touched you? When I fucked you? When I wanted you to fuck me. I wanted to see you. I wanted to see you like that. To know what you'd feel like inside of me. But you never called. You never texted. You got away.